It is election day in Egypt, a country that took center stage in the Arab Spring. Since then, it has been endless political turmoil there. Last year, Egypt's first elected president was ousted in a military coup, and the military government has since tried to stifle dissent. Still, across Egypt today, people are lining up at polling stations, and we're going to spend some time trying to understand this moment. Let's begin with NPR's Leila Fadel, who's near a polling station in Cairo. She's on the line with us. And Leila, give us a sense of the atmosphere and tell us who people are voting for.
Well, as you can hear all around me, people are really celebrating, singing to military songs, singing patriotic songs, saying they are going to vote for ex-military chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. They say he is the man that will bring security to Egypt. So far, we haven't been able to find a voter voting for the one man that's going up against Sisi, Hamdine Sabahi. Everyone we've interviewed says they are voting for this ex-military chief, that he is the person that will lead Egypt out of crisis.
All right, I'm sure we'll be hearing much more reporting from you. NPR's Leila Fadel in Cairo. Leila, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And so as Leila just told us, Egyptians appear ready to elect a military man, which in a way seems amazing considering the images we remember from 3 years ago. At that point, a military dictator, Hosni Mubarak, was removed from power. At that time, it was NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo. She was witnessing all of the celebration.
There are shooting horns and people running and screaming in the streets. Just an absolutely mad air of celebration. Everyone's trying to get on their cell phones, taking pictures. They want to commemorate the moment. Even their translator, we called him to try and get help, and he's like, I am with my friends tonight celebrating. This is a moment I'm never going to forget.